The congressional hearing on steroid use in baseball begins today. A half dozen current and former players have been subpoenaed and are expected to testify. So are Major League Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig and some parents whose children have died after using steroids. This drama has led to some charges of congressional grandstanding, but such charges have never stopped a congressional hearing before. Here's NPR's Brian Naylor.
It may not be as important as the war in Iraq or overhauling Social Security, but members of Congress believe steroid use in baseball is a serious public health problem worthy of their attention. Virginia Republican Tom Davis is chairman of the House Government Reform Committee, which is conducting today's hearing. Davis says it's one of the rare issues that he and his Democratic colleagues agree on.
Unlike a lot of things, this is a bipartisan. We have strong support among all Republicans and Democrats for this. Members, liberals, conservatives, basically believe in what we're doing and feel this is an appropriate avenue of oversight to a sport that enjoys tax breaks that other sports don't get and that has antitrust exemptions other sports don't get.
It's an issue that's roiled the game for the past several seasons. Last year, it was reported that a grand jury in San Francisco heard testimony from, among others, Jason Giambi and Barry Bonds. Both admitted using performance-enhancing drugs, though Bonds said he did so unknowingly. Giambi has been excused from today's hearing because of the ongoing federal investigation. Bonds wasn't invited. This spring, former slugger Jose Canseco authored a book alleging steroid use by himself and other players, including retired home run king Mark McGwire, whose chase of the single-season home run record in 1998 with Sammy Sosa electrified fans. Canseco, McGwire, and Sosa have each been called to testify before today's hearing. For Davis, interviewed in a busy corridor outside the House chamber, the hearing may be a way to clear the air.
I'm a baseball fan. I'm a season ticket holder to the New Washington Nationals. I love the game, too, but frankly, there's a stench in the game right now in terms of how some of these records of it, how people are trying to use some of the enhancements to try to achieve things that give them an unequal footing, and then the next guy follows suit and the next guy. And kids follow the same thing. Somebody's got to say, you know, enough is enough.
Critics have questioned Congress's interest in the steroid issue. They point out that Major League Baseball has adopted a new testing policy calling for fines and suspensions if steroid use is detected in random tests. USA Today baseball columnist Hal Bodley says it's yesterday's problem and that what's driving Congress is the chance for some free publicity.
I think it's going to be a borderline circus. I think there's going to be tremendous media coverage. All of the players who have been subpoenaed, with the exception of Jason Giambi, I'm told, are going to be appearing. I suspect many of them will stand up and take the Fifth Amendment, and others that do not do that are going to be involved in what I would guess would be somewhat of an ugly scene.
Lawmakers say today's hearing may be just the start. Henry Waxman of California, the senior Democrat on the Government Reform Committee, says legislation might be needed to strengthen laws barring illegal steroid use. Waxman says he's not convinced baseball has done enough.
I've heard through the grapevine that you have to be an idiot to ever get caught in the sampling testing that baseball envisions to see whether their athletes are using steroids.
Today's hearing is expected to last all day. The controversy over steroid use in baseball will likely last much longer. Brian Naylor, NPR News, the Capitol.
As Brian reported, former baseball player Jose Canseco is scheduled to testify at today's hearing. On television last Sunday, he spoke to ABC's George Stephanopoulos.
I think if Major League Baseball wanted in the past to completely just sever steroids from Major League Baseball, they would have done it. Obviously, there was so much money to be made. And I truly believe that players' agents are involved, definitely trainers, coaches, general managers, up to owners. They all know, and they knew exactly what was going on.
So Congress should call the trainers, Congress should call the doctors?
I believe Congress should do a major investigation on Major League Baseball, and I believe Major League Baseball should have to answer Congress questions, absolutely.
That's Jose Canseco, who will have to answer Congress questions today.